Last Wednesday was my birthday, and you know, for us, you might know this, we went, the January 23rd starts a birthday month for us. From January 23rd to February 23rd, everybody has a birthday but Annie. And so we're constantly eating cake and all this stuff. So for my birthday, instead of cake, what we had was chocolate fondue. We were dipping fruit into chocolate. And by the end of our session, there were two particular little girls and one little boy who had chocolate all over their faces. And you know little kids, they don't care. They don't care one bit that it's all over there. For me, on the other hand, when I have even the slightest inkling that there's something on my face or in my mouth that shouldn't be there, I get thrown into a panic. I don't want people to see anything that shouldn't be there that's there. So I get rid of it. But the girls, Elijah, they don't care whatsoever. And even, frankly, if Elijah did, what's he going to do about it? You know, you can give him a napkin, tell him there's something on his face, and he's like this, you know, or he's like this. He doesn't get it at all. It occurs to me in reading our passage today, and as we get into what's known as the Beatitudes or the blessings on this Sermon on the Mount, that Jesus in the first beatitude, the first blessing, is really, he's addressing sin and sinfulness. And the people he's addressing are people who understand that they are, in fact, sinners. And as I think about chocolate on our faces, the reality is that our sin is like we're walking around with chocolate on our face or broccoli in your teeth. The fact is, it's there. And oftentimes it's there and we don't know it's there. We can't see it. We're not aware of the fact that it's there. We don't realize it. And as we go about our daily lives, we're often unaware of the sin that we have, that we carry, that we're committing, and that we're doing on a daily basis. Just as a few examples of this, I think, and this is especially so in small towns, but it's true anywhere, one of those things that we are guilty of that we often just don't even realize is gossip and the words we're speaking about other people. And we do this and we commit this thing, this wrong against other people, and we don't know it. We wear our gossip on our face like we've just entered into a chocolate fondue and there's chocolate all over us. We don't even know it. We need it washed away, but we don't even know that it's there to be washed away. Another way that this, I think, happens, that we don't even know what we're doing, is sometimes in how we interact with other family members. We might be absent, and I think this, as fathers, this is something that is particularly a weakness of ours, is that there's a time where we're just absent to the rest of our family. Maybe we're spending more time on the course or on the lake or at work than we are with our family, and we don't realize that we're abdicating our role as fathers, and it's like we have chocolate on our face. We don't know that there's a problem. We don't even realize that there's a sin. And sometimes that's the other way is true too, where we become maybe overbearing parents, too intense and too almost too much there for our children, for our family, and we sin that way too. Children, whether you're young or you're old, oftentimes we don't realize how much we are disobedient to our parents, and we don't see the sin that is before us in breaking that command. Again, that's also like having chocolate on your face. You don't see that it's even there. You don't realize it's there until it's too late. I would invite us then, today, tomorrow, throughout the week, to ask God to show us what sin, what wrong, what thing we're carrying with us that we might not even know is there. And sometimes we need other people to tell us what that is. But we pray and we ask God in His Holy Spirit that He would convict us of things that we don't know are there, because oftentimes those things that we don't know are things that hurt other people. Jesus, in His Beatitudes, is addressing those who have heard His message. And there are people that have heard the message of John the Baptist, which is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And Jesus is talking to these people. And as they come to Him, and they come to Him in repentance and in belief and in understanding that they are actually sinners, that they have chocolate on their face that they didn't know was there, Jesus addresses them and tells them flat out, blessed are you who depend only on the Lord. Or other translations will say it this way, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. These people who Jesus is addressing are people like you and I, who know that they are spiritually bankrupt, who know that they need the Lord, who know and have had it shown to them that they've got chocolate on their face, that they need to be washed, that they need to be cleansed. And as Jesus begins this long sermon of His that goes through three chapters of Matthew, He starts with this blessing. He starts with this word that says, this word is for those who know they have chocolate on their face. This word is for those who know that they are spiritually poor, that they are spiritually bankrupt. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And as He goes on in the Beatitudes, He'll continue, blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. All these are about people who know that they have a need, that they are messy, dirty people who need Jesus to clean them. Throughout this week, pray that the Lord would show you how much you need Him. Pray that the Lord, and through His Holy Spirit, would show you just how spiritually bankrupt you really are, because we all truly are. But know also that when the Holy Spirit does reveal this to you, that He calls you blessed. Because in Jesus, we do have mercy. In Jesus, we do have one who comes to us and, you know, like a mom will spit on the rag or spit on her thumb and wipe your face clean. This is what Jesus does for us. He cleanses us of all that would make us dirty. He forgives us of these things. He washes you so that you might receive mercy. He washes you so that you can be reconciled to God and therefore have peace with God. He washes you so that you can have a pure heart and so be one who trusts in the Lord. Christ has shown us our chocolate on the face and washes us of that. And everything else then, after that passage that we see about being salt and light and the law of Moses, everything else that Jesus will talk about in His Sermon on the Mount must be viewed through this lens. You can't be salt unless Christ has first been salt for you. You can't be light unless Christ has first been light for you. A good picture of that is in our baptisms, when we bring our little babies up and we have the candle that we give them. We'll read from this passage in Matthew that Jesus himself is the light of the world. And now as a person baptized, cleansed of our sin, even as a little baby cleansed of your sin through Jesus Christ, you now are the light of the world. It's an amazing thing. Kind of an oxymoron, really, to know that we are, in fact, spiritually poor, spiritually depraved, spiritually bankrupt. But yet, through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, he now calls you to be salt and light through him for the world. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we do in fact pray to you, as dangerous as it might be, that you would show us our sin this week. That you would show us things that we don't know we do or say, behaviors in us that are like chocolate on our face that is there but we don't see it. Show us by your Holy Spirit how we hurt others and so hurt ourselves. And then bring us before you as people who are repentant, that we might receive your grace, your mercy, be brought once again into the reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ. And as we come before you daily in repentance as people who are spiritually poor, strengthen us by your Spirit and by the mercy we have received in you to be salt and light to this world. We pray this in your name. Amen.